Earth Science, 8th grade, the Solar System. Lesson 3, Wednesday, April 22nd. Sea floor spreading. It was actually World War II that gave scientists the tools they needed to find the mechanism for continental drift that had eluded Wegener and his colleagues. Scientists used maps and other data gathered during the war to develop the seafloor spreading hypothesis. This hypothesis traces oceanic crust from its origin at a mid-ocean ridge to its destruction at a deep sea trench. Scientists realized that seafloor spreading could be the mechanism for continental drift that they had been looking for. Seafloor bathymetry. During the war, warships carried sonar to locate enemy submarines. Sonar is a system designed to find objects underwater and to measure how far away they are by emitting sound pulses and detecting or measuring their return after being reflected. In other words, sonar uses echoes. Sonar devices produce sound waves that travel outward in all directions, bounce off the nearest object, and then return to the ship. The round-trip time of the sound wave is then recorded. By knowing the speed of sound in seawater, scientists can calculate the distance to the object that the sound wave hit. During the war, the sound waves rarely encountered an enemy submarine, and so most of the sound waves ricocheted off the ocean bottom. After the war, scientists pieced together the bottom depths to produce a map of the seafloor. This is known as the bathymetric map, and is similar to a topographic map of the land surface. Bathymetric maps reveal the features of the ocean floor as if the water were taken away. The bathymetric maps that were produced at this time astonished scientists. Most had thought that the ocean floor was completely flat, but the maps showed something completely different. As we now know, majestic mountain ranges extend in a line through the deep oceans. Amazingly, the mountain ranges were connected as if they were the seams on a baseball. These mountain ranges are named mid-ocean ridges. The mid-ocean ridges and the areas around them rise up high above the deep seafloor. See in the figure below. Another astonishing feature is the deep sea trenches that are found at the edges of continental margins or in the sea near chains of active volcanoes. Trenches are the deepest places on Earth. The deepest trench is the Marianas Trench in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, which plunges about 11 kilometers, 35,840 feet, beneath sea level. Besides these dramatic features, there are lots of flat areas called abyssal plains, just as the scientists had predicted. But many of these plains are dotted with volcanic mountains. These mountains are both large and small, pointy and flat-topped, by themselves as well as in a line. When they first observed the maps, the amazing differences made scientists wonder what had formed these features. Page 12. Seafloor magnetism. In addition to sonar, another wartime device used to hunt submarines led to new discoveries about the ocean floor. Magnetometers, devices that measure magnetism, that were attached to ships to search for submarines, discovered a lot about the magnetic properties of the seafloor. In fact, using magnetometers, scientists discovered an astonishing feature of Earth's magnetic field. Sometimes, no one really knows why, the magnetic poles switch positions. North becomes south, and south becomes north. When the north and south poles are aligned as they are now, geologists say the polarity is normal. When they are in the opposite position, they say that the polarity is reversed. Scientists were surprised to discover that the normal and reverse magnetic polarity of rocks on the seafloor creates a pattern of magnetic stripes. There is one long stripe with normal polarity, next to one long stripe with reverse polarity, and so on, across the ocean bottom. Another amazing feature is that the stripes from mirror images on either side of the mid-ocean ridges. The ridge crest is of normal polarity, and there are two stripes of reverse polarity of roughly equal width on each side of the ridge. Further distant are roughly equal stripes of normal polarity. Beyond that, roughly equal stripes of reverse polarity, and so on. The magnetic polarity maps also show that the magnetic strips end abruptly at the edges of continents, which are sometimes lined by a deep sea trench. See above. So what does this all mean for seafloor spreading? Though the science behind the discovery of these magnetic variations is very complex, the conclusion is straightforward. Rocks close to the mid-ocean ridge are younger than rocks further away from it. Turn to page 13. The scientists also discovered that the seafloor was thinner at the ridge axis and grew thicker as the crust became older. This is because over time, additional magma cools to form rock. The added sediments also increase the thickness of the older crust. The seafloor spreading hypothesis. Scientists brought all of these observations together in the early 1960s to create the seafloor spreading hypothesis. They suggested that hot mantle material rises up toward the surface at mid-ocean ridges. This hot material is buoyant and causes the ridge to rise, which is one reason that mid-ocean ridges are higher than the rest of the seafloor. The hot magma at the ridge erupts as lava that forms new seafloor. When the lava cools, its magnetite crystals take on the current magnetic polarity. The polarity is locked in when the lava solidifies and the magnetite crystals are trapped in position. Reversals show up as magnetic stripes on opposite sides of the ridge axis. As more lava erupts, it pushes the seafloor that is at the ridge horizontally away from ridge axis. This continues as the formation of new seafloor forces older seafloor to move horizontally away from the ridge axis. It is the creation and destruction of oceanic crust, then, that is the mechanism for Wegener's drifting continents. Rather than drifting across the oceans, the continents ride on a conveyor belt of oceanic crust that takes them around the planet's surface. One of the fundamental lines of evidence for continental drift is the way the coastlines of continents on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean fit together. So let's look at how seafloor spreading moves continents in the Atlantic by looking more closely at the image above. New oceanic crust is forming at the mid-ocean ridge that runs through the center of the Atlantic Ocean basins, which is called the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Strips of different magnetic polarity are found on opposite sides of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. These strips go all the way to the continents, which lie on opposite sides of the Atlantic. So, new seafloor forming at the Mid-Atlantic Ridge is causing the Americas and Eurasia to move in opposite directions. Key terms: abyssal plains, very flat areas that make up most of the ocean floor. Bathymetric map, a map of the seafloor created from the measurement of water depths. Sonar, a device that uses sound waves to measure the depth to the seafloor. Mid-ocean ridge, the location on the seafloor where magma upwells and new seafloor forms. Mid-ocean ridges are the dominant feature of divergent plate boundaries found in the oceans. Seafloor spreading, the mechanism for moving continents. The formation of new seafloor at spreading ridges pushes lithospheric plates on the Earth's surface. Trench, a deep hole in the seafloor where subduction takes place. Trenches are the deepest places on Earth. Review questions. Number 1. Describe how sound waves are used to develop a map of the features of the seafloor. Number 2. Describe why continents move across the ocean basins as if they are on a conveyor belt rather than as if they are drifting, as was Wegener's original idea. This concludes the material for Wednesday, April 22nd.